There are many nightmare stories about dealing with the healthcare system in the U.S. So how do we change it? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Charles Silver, Roy W. and Eugenia C. McDonald Endowed Chair in Civil Procedure at the University of Texas at Austin School of Law, suggests a solution.
America's healthcare system costs too much, delivers too little, and can be a nightmare for patients. These problems exist because Medicare, Medicaid, and private insurers pay patients' bills, and their interests differ greatly from those of consumers. The solution is to put consumers in charge. To accomplish that, my research indicates that Medicare and Medicaid should work like Social Security does. They should give people money and let them decide how to spend it. This change would convert 149 million Medicare and Medicaid recipients into an army of price and quality-conscious consumers with $1.8 trillion to spend. The effects would be immediate and hugely beneficial. Providers would advertise their prices instead of hiding them, and they'd compete on both price and quality, neither of which they currently do. Surprise bills and phony charges like facility fees would vanish. Prior authorization requirements would also disappear. So would fraud, which costs Medicare and Medicaid hundreds of billions of dollars a year. Consumers spending their own money won't pay phony bills. Healthcare providers would benefit. They could charge market rates and be paid for services immediately, just like other businesses. But inefficient providers, those whose services don't work or cost more than they are worth, will be unhappy. They'll have to do better or close their doors. If we give consumers control of the dollars that pay providers' bills, the American healthcare system will quickly become more consumer-friendly. If we don't, we'll have to put up with the existing consumer-hostile system indefinitely.
That was Charles Silver of the University of Texas at Austin. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.